time now for KJN Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program, here's your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm all right. Thank you very much. It's Monday morning, and it's not... Well, I don't see so much of that snow anymore we had last week.
It was a good day yesterday.
Yeah, it's not really in the forecast either.
No.
Yeah. I was really amazed how much snow melted away here in the last couple of days, considering it wasn't 75 out, but it disappeared in a hurry, didn't it? That's quite all right, though. Any chance for snow this week?
It looks like we've got maybe a chance overnight of seeing some mixed precipitation type of stuff. A little bit of snow maybe mixed in there, but they're not calling for much, it doesn't sound like. But that looks like our only chance. Otherwise, maybe some rain.
Doesn't sound like it would be cold enough this week for it to stick around anyway.
That's true, yeah. It's going to get warmer here throughout the week, kind of bouncing between 30s and 40s. So,
gee, I'd sure hate to see an early spring. Anybody biting on that?
No.
Oh, me either. Come on, baby. Come on. Brett's in with us this morning. Brett Holt's like to step into the air chair here and tell us a little bit about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Delta Faucet Company has proven time and time again that their faucets are the best. They have proven that their faucets are the most stylish. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried Delta for over 40 years now, and we know that Delta gives the best quality, style, and dependability of any faucet line out there. We carry all parts for these faucets, and they are so easy to repair that you won't need us to stop a leak. Trust in Delta and Camblin Plumbing and Heating the next time you need to replace any faucet around your home or business. Remember, we discount all faucets of their offerings every day. In Atlantic, give us a call at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. I had some stuff that I had found the other day, and some of the stuff I'm sure you probably already know, but there are some other tips in here, too. Gas prices have gone through the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
And not just through it. They crashed through it, and now they're way up into the attic and about ready to smash through the roof. But it's tough. Gas prices are at all-time highs in some parts of the country. And according to the AAA here just a week ago, they said regular unleaded gas had hit $3.61 a gallon. It's been higher than that in a lot of areas, which is a jump of over 25 cents since just a month ago and over 45 cents just in the last year. It's a pretty incredible spike over the course of that time. But there is a group out there as well, the Alliance to Save Energy, that does some work and puts numbers and things together and provides some little tips and things too. There are some simple ways that we can save some money on our gas consumption with our vehicles just by taking care of them, and some of these things you probably understand, but the Alliance to Save Energy calculated out that the average U.S. household spends about $3,325 to power vehicles each year. Of course, I think that's a testament to how many vehicles we tend to have in our households anymore, too.
Try 12 service trucks.
Well, yeah, no kidding. I can, I remember growing up, we had one car.
Yeah.
I don't know too many families anymore that have one car. Now it's one per driver's license, it seems like, in many households. But, over $3,300 a year to power cars in a household. But a little bit of fuel efficiency can cut those costs quite a bit. And that's quite a bit of savings when you think about how much you spend in the course of a year. It is pretty scary when you stop and think about how much you really do spend on your vehicles. And it's not just, on gasoline and stuff, too. It's some of those other things as well. But if you spend a little money on some of the other things, the gasoline savings can add up. And some of them are pretty common things that we know about, like tuning your car up. If a car is out of tune or has failed emissions tests and stuff, you can improve gas mileage by an average of around 4%, and fixing a serious maintenance problem like a faulty oxygen sensor or something, you might be able to save up to 40% on your mileage as well. Keep your tires properly inflated. You've heard that a million times, haven't you? How can that make that much a difference? Well, they say you can improve your mileage by up to 3.3%. The Department of Energy says underinflated tires lower gas mileage by about 0.3% for every 1 PSI drop in the pressure in all four tires. And if you have a car, a newer automobile that has the gauge, the sensor gauges and stuff, the little lights that'll flash anytime things are low, when you have dramatic changes, you know, in temperature, when you're sitting there in warmer weather and then all of a sudden you get cold days, sometimes just by sitting on concrete, you see how that tire pressure can drop real quick. So it's good to make sure that they are properly inflated. However, you don't want to overinflate either. You zip on by the maximum pressure that's usually printed on the tire's sidewall and sometimes on the inside panel of your door, too, where then the door jam, you can find that proper tire pressure. You don't want to blow by that either, or you cause yourself some other problems, too. Also, using the manufacturer's recommended grade of motor oil can cut your risk of lowering your gas mileage by 1 to 2%. So if they call for 10W30 motor oil in an engine that's designed to, or if you use 10W30 in an engine designed to use 5W30, you can cut your mileage by a few percentage points. So you want to make sure you check out, make sure they're putting in the proper type of oil. Another tip is to get the junk out of the trunk. How much stuff you got in yours? Do you even know? In some cases, when's the last time you even looked in the trunk? Well, you can avoid keeping unnecessary items in your vehicle. It can really help you out. An extra 100 pounds in your vehicle's trunk reduces your mileage by up to 2%. Now, for some folks, if you have some things in your trunk that you put in there during the winter months to give yourself a little extra traction, a little weight back there, too, in the pickup truck or in the trunk of the car that maybe doesn't get around so well, don't let it sit there forever. If you sense that we maybe aren't going to have really big snow events anymore, not saying we won't from here on out. But
don't jinx us.
Yeah, I know. But if you're sensing it might be the end of the year, get it out of there. You know, don't just let it sit there for the heck of it, because you might, well, you're not no might about it. You're losing gas mileage there, too. Also, when you think about hauling stuff, do you have a roof rack? You know, you see some of these vehicles, especially the vans that might have roof racks on them and stuff like that, some of the different containers that they have on top. Do you have things up there, too? Because that can cut your mileage as well. In fact, if just taking it off of there and resisting that, getting rid of the wind resistance can help you as well. When it comes to actual driving, there are some things you can do when you're behind the wheel of the car to save yourself a little bit, too. One of those is to avoid aggressive driving, speeding, rapid acceleration, rapid braking. All lowers gas mileage by as much as 33% at highway speeds and by as much as 5% around town. And avoid speeding as well, because gas mileage usually decreases rapidly above 60 miles per hour. The Department of Energy says each 5 miles an hour that you travel over 60 is like paying an additional 29 cents per gallon for gas. Idling is also an issue. Idling, you know what that gets you for miles per gallon?
Zero.
You got that right. That was an easy one. That's the easiest test you're going to see all day. Idling wastes a quarter to a half gallon of fuel per hour, depending upon the engine size and the air conditioner use, but it only takes a few seconds worth of fuel to restart the engine. Now, I know folks like to, you know, get the car started, let it warm up a little bit, maybe, if it's been sitting outside before you take off to go anywhere. But keep in mind those numbers, too, if you're concerned about the mileage that you're getting and the amount that you're paying for gas. Also, using cruise control can help. If you're out on the highway especially, use the cruise control. That helps to maintain a constant speed, and in most cases will save gas and money. A constant speed is actually always a good idea no matter what. Even if you don't use the cruise control, if you can try to keep it at a constant speed, you're helping yourself. And it's also a safety issue, too. There's nothing worse on the highway than seeing people that can't keep a constant speed. They're going now here, and then they slow down to here, and then they're here, and that, you know, just aside from driving you crazy, it's also a safety issue as well. So a constant speed and cruise control can help you do that. The overdrive gear, if you have a vehicle with the overdrive gearing in the car, that also can help you out too. When you can use it, do, because your car's engine speed goes down, which saves you gas and reduces the wear on the engine as well. And planning your trips isn't the worst idea in the world. You can combine errands into one trip. That'll save you not just money, but also some time. You make several short trips from a cold start. You can use twice as much fuel as a multi-purpose trip that covers the same distance while the engine is already warmed up. And also try to beat the traffic. If it's possible at all, you might want to drive during some of the off-peak hours. That helps you to avoid some stop-and-go or bumper-to-bumper traffic conditions, which reduces both gas costs and stress as well. And then, you know, maybe be a little smarter on commuting, too. If you have a choice of vehicles at home, because as we said, it seems like most houses have a bunch of vehicles sitting around, you might want to use the more efficient, the most fuel-efficient one, instead of just the one maybe you typically use. Also, consider some alternatives to driving solo. Carpools, rideshare programs all cut weekly fuel costs in half and save wear on your car if you take turns driving with other commuters. With some of the urban areas, of course, they have vehicles with multiple passengers using the carpool lanes and stuff. We don't do that around here in small communities, but you know, if you can do something like that to help cut down on the number of cars out there, well, it can save you in the long run. Public transit also is available and convenient in some of the larger communities, not so much in some of the small areas, but we do what we can when we can. But it's amazing how much different things you do. If you combine all these things together, you start to get a feel for how much you could actually probably save with some of that gas mileage. You know, when's the last time you had the oil changed in your vehicle? Do you even know? Do you pay attention? You know those little stickers they put in your windows after you have the oil changed? You do know about them, right?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Some folks, I think, don't even realize they're there, or they just don't care. They don't pay much attention. Just all of a sudden, gee, honey, it seems like it's been a couple of years since we've had the oil changed. Maybe we better take that in. You know, it's probably good to make sure that you do some of those things. And, you know, they always kind of recommend, 3,000 to 5,000 miles if you're using standard oil. If you use the synthetic oil, sometimes you can go maybe 10,000 miles. The synthetic oil is more expensive, but you can go longer before you have to go in to get that oil change. But yeah, you might want to keep track of those kinds of things, too. And, you know, one of the other things to do as well, especially if you have the newer cars, is, you know, they've got all those little fancy lights on the dashboard that light up sometimes for different things. You might want to pay attention to them. Don't just put a little piece of black tape over them when they start blinking, just, you know, just to stop. It's annoying. Let me cover that up so I don't have to look at it anymore. They do go off for a reason. You might want to check with your local mechanic or your shop to make sure that there aren't any weird things going on. It might be a safety issue, too, you know. It might not just be a fuel efficiency thing. So, yeah, check all those things out and, you know, do that, though, too. Check the trunks.
You know, one you didn't have on your list. That's one that I really think about, too, is the air filter on the vehicle needs to be cleaned, too, just like on your furnace.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you think about how much gunk.
Oh, yeah.
With all the sand and dirt and stuff that's, I mean, you in the wintertime, we kick up a lot of stuff in the wintertime.
Yeah, you bet. There's
a lot of sand and stuff gets into gets into everything, it seems like, this time of the year. So, yeah, check all those things out. And that should be fairly common when you come in for oil changes, too, is to have check the filters and stuff like that. So, yeah, make sure they do the whole run through there and make sure the car is running at peak efficiency. And, you know, in some cases, maybe it's time to trade in, huh? whatever you can do to save a couple of bucks on gas, it does get expensive. I think the bike's coming down off the rack here pretty soon when the weather gets nicer.
Ooh, kind of chilly yet.
Yeah, a little chilly for that, but not too far down the road, maybe. I'm going to turn things back over to Brett so he can tell us more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Allergies seem to be a year-long problem anymore, and we would like you to know that Camblin Plumbing and Heating are the pros at helping you make your home or office a better place for you. We offer professional duct cleaning that will make immediate improvements in the air you breathe, and we are very educated in the science of indoor air quality. With Lennox, Camblin Plumbing and Heating offers a variety of equipment that can help clean the air in your entire home or office and ease your allergies. Also remember, we make house calls. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today, I had so much trouble with the one the other day trying to pronounce his name. I got an easy one today. This is Garth Brooks. It says, you aren't wealthy until you have something money can't buy.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. You know, I wonder how many people would pass that test. If I asked you right now, quick, what's in the trunk of your car? I wonder how many people would be able to pass.
I can tell you there's nothing in ours.
I wonder how many folks would pass. That'd almost be like an episode of Storage Wars. You never really know until you pop the lock off of it, right? Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it very much. You go make it a great Monday, and God bless America.